This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've talked at least a couple of times on the program, probably more, honestly, about high-frequency trading, that part of the apparatus that we call Wall Street, where firms use supercharged computers to trade unbelievably fast, millions of shares in a fraction of a second fast. The technology and tactics of high-frequency trading are impressive to some, but controversial to others, which is why a lot of companies that do it don't like to talk about it. Marketplace's Mark Garrison takes us on a rare visit inside.
This is a couple of our trading teams here. We have our
compliance. Founder Mark Gorton is showing us around Tower Research Capital. It has a Wall Street-sounding name, but its Tribeca offices look more like the world's most well-decorated yoga studio. There are all these Buddhas, Asian statues, and huge plants throughout. Like nearly everyone, the boss is in jeans.
I don't think most people that wear suits are happy to wear suits. I mean, on weekends, they don't wear suits.
He wears shorts when it's warm and cycles to work. He puts a fair amount of his money into fighting for bike lanes. Gorton says old-school bankers who visit seem to want to walk in his casual shoes.
They're kind of jealous a little bit.
Unlike a bank, employees don't have to meet clients, so business attire is pointless. But it's more about the employees Gorton needs to win over. He's not looking for traditional bankers and traders. He hires mostly engineers and scientists.
The market that we're in is really competing for programmers, which is a very, very competitive market. And we're competing against Google, who has very nice offices and lots of food.
Every day at lunchtime, waves of meals brought by the company arrive in paper and plastic bags. The fashionable young receptionist becomes traffic cop, directing delivery guys to place them in neat rows. She messages employees when their nourishment arrives. There are also several kitchens, all overflowing with free snacks and drinks.
In the software industry, it's pretty much expected that you're going to provide stuff like this these days.
High-frequency traders largely see their work as tech first and finance second. Companies like Tower rely on young recruits like Eddie Ferreira, who studied computer science at Princeton. That's a storied hunting ground for Wall Street's biggest banks, but he wanted a different environment and more challenging work.
I really don't see myself working at that new grad analyst job, signing your life away for a couple of years, basically doing work that, you know, some would call it menial. At best, it's repetitive.
He's a trader at Tower, but there's no trading floor like you may imagine. There isn't even that staple of Wall Street workspaces, a television locked on CNBC. It's too slow. Trades are made by computers in the blink of an eye, launched by algorithms Ferreira and his colleagues create beforehand. Their programs may net only fractions of a penny on an individual share, but with their turbocharged computers trading at enormous volume, it adds up.
Even as we're talking, we're transacting in hundreds of thousands or millions of shares.
Uptown from Tower is another high-frequency firm, Global Trading Systems. CEO Ari Rubenstein used to scream his trades in a hectic commodities pit. This tranquil office is worlds away.
We'll probably trade 3.5% of the U.S. cash equity markets by the end of the day. To trade that percentage of the market, 20 years ago, you would need a whole building full of people, and there would be paperwork and all this. Now there's four guys here, and they build technologies that can handle all of the back office in an automated fashion.
Like Tower, Rubenstein's hires have backgrounds in everything but finance, from physics to engineering to math to video games, where T-shirt-clad senior developer Jeff Connect used to work. He did not expect to wind up on Wall Street.
My parents were like, well, you're going to have to buy a suit and go to work. But here it's great. I would have never thought something like this existed.
Staffers like him are right at home, blasting away at the full-size video games in the company game room. It also has a bachelor pad-style couch and foosball table. Programmers fuel up at the company's gleaming, fancy coffee machines. Rubenstein marvels at the amount of caffeine his employees put away. High-frequency trading firms like these may be small and casual compared to giant banks, but all the rapid-fire trades churning through their servers make them a force. According to Tab Group, high-frequency traders accounted for about half of all U.S. stock trading last year. That is a worrying number to speed trading's critics. They don't see the battle to make trades happen a few microseconds faster as good for the markets.
It's this arms race going on where there's no benefit.
Eric Hunsader is the founder of market data firm Nanex and one of speed trading's harshest and most colorful critics. One of his issues may well involve your retirement savings. Let's say a mutual fund in your 401k wants to buy a large block of shares. If a high-frequency trader gets there first, the mutual fund will have to pay a bit more, which ultimately comes out of the retirement savings of you and many other regular Americans.
It's like a million paper cuts. Everybody's paying just a little bit more for buying and selling.
Back at Tower, Gorton disagrees. He and other high-frequency traders point to a general trend of lower trading costs.
Markets are getting squeezed to these kind of ultra levels of efficiency, which really should make everybody pretty happy.
And that's another way speed traders sound like techies. It's like the response Google and Facebook give about privacy. Don't be afraid. If you were as smart as us, you'd understand. We're making life better. As far as the big firms that manage much of America's retirement money, they don't agree on whether high-frequency trading is good or bad. Like any technology, it could help, but could cause problems. Even high-frequency traders worry about someone smarter and faster taking them out.
This is not the sort of business I could bequeath to my kids. At some point along the way, we're going to miss some turn in technology, and all the good work we've done will not be enough.
But for now, his firm and other high-speed traders are a reality and an oddity in finance, where high-tech reigns and old Wall Street seems far, far away. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.